Here at the 2012 NAMA, I'm with Sarah Truesdale Mooney, who is with AgConnect Expo. And Sarah, we are coming up on the third AgConnect Expo.
That's right. We're going to be at the end of January, January 29th through the 31st of 2013, here in Kansas City.
Yeah, so we're in the same place where you're going to be next year. Now, the first one we had in Orlando, the second one was in Atlanta, and now we're coming to the Midwest. Tell us about AgConnect for those people who have not been able to attend the first two.
AgConnect is an expo. It's also a summit, and that really wraps a lot of things in it. Of course, we have an exhibit hall with new technology and equipment and everything really for a farm operation. But beyond that, we also have a lot of education. We have free education in the exhibit hall. We also have classroom sessions that are ticketed events, a lot of co-located seminars. There's really a lot of hot topics, a lot of information that producers can take back and apply right away to their operations, kind of get that glimpse, what's coming down the road 5 years from now, and how do I need to steer my operation for growth and position it for growth in the future. So it's really an information event. It's a networking event, not only with other producers, but also with the experts that are in the booths. We have senior executives that staff the booths, from the CEOs to the vice presidents. Also the equipment engineers and the R&D people, they're in the booth, and they're available to talk to and really have one-on-one conversations with. So it's all of that in one place.
Now, this has been evolving as a third one now. For those people who have attended one of the first two, what's going to be different about the third one?
Well, I think it's going to be bigger and better. The exhibit hall is the largest already, and about 8 or 9 months out, we've already set a record to be our biggest event and growing. And we have a number of new co-located events. We have the U.S. Custom Harvesters bringing their annual convention with us, and National Farmers Organization. The ATEC conference is coming back, and they're going to be announcing the Equipment Innovation Awards. So there's going to be unveiling of equipment innovations, new product introductions. We'll have new content, new information, new speakers. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, it definitely sounds like it. Now, if people want to exhibit, you still got space if people are interested in exhibiting, right?
We have, I would say, limited space, but there is still space available. Yes, absolutely. They can give us a call, visit the website. It's agconnect.com. It's agconnect.com.
Now, when is registration going to be open?
We're going to open and really kick off our campaign in the beginning of September. We'll be sharing information in all kinds of media, and all that information will be available online. We do have registration in advance for a discount, so it's easy and quick, and you can get that badge and be on your way.
And I noticed that Brownfield Radio Network is going to be your radio partner, right?
Yeah, they're our official radio partner for the 2013 show, and they're really going to be covering a number of facets of the show and providing a pre-show preview and a lot of highlights for a lot of the producers in the region that want to just check it out, drive in, and see what the AgConnect experience is all about.
But now, and this is an international event, right?
It is. The last two shows, we've been around 20% international attendance. That's exhibiting companies that you can see, but also the registrants, the attendees. So there's a really good mix of, U.S. attendees, Canada, but also around the world. So,
and it'll be a great event. This location, I mean, it may be wintertime, but still, at least it's within driving distance of pretty much all of the major agricultural producing areas in the Midwest.
That's right. We're going to be in the heartland, and we're really excited about that.
All right. Well, we'll be sure that we make sure everybody knows about it and can register for the 2013 AgConnect Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.